The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 5-0 in conference play and 9-0 overall. Iowa hosts Minnesota on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, good to be with you. We were really pleased to get a victory, a hard-fought victory on the road at Indiana. They've been playing people really tough, and it was no different Saturday. So it was really a hard-fought ball game on both sides, and we're thrilled to get out of there with a victory. And, you know, so now we move on to a really another big challenge. We're playing Minnesota at home. Good to be home, certainly. And but we play Minnesota, who's a very tough football team and really is playing well as also. So another big challenge in our hands.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Kirk. Last week, the West Division went 4-1 in the cross games, and they're holding a slight lead, I guess, overall for the season in those crossover games. And there's been so much made of the power of the East Division and in those crossover with the West leading, I think, 6-5 on the season. Do you make much of that, or is that an intriguing stat to you or anything like that?
I'm not laughing at you, but I am laughing just that, you know, you're paying a lot closer attention to than I am. You know, we're just trying to win the games on our schedule, and I'll tell you, doing that's not easy. And I think it's pretty much that way in every conference. You know, conference games are tough. You just look around the country, and, you know, typically you see a lot of really interesting scores and tough, hard-fought ball games, and I think that's kind of been the tradition of our conference for a long time, even before we had divisions. So, no, I don't make a lot of it, and you know, there are a lot of good football teams, I think, on both sides of the line.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon. And I was just wondering, you know, with the college football playoff rankings, another week of that, how much time do you spend addressing that to the team each week?
Probably about 30 seconds. And, you know, it's just really, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. It's really, you know, for football players or coaches to be really looking at it or thinking about it right now. I don't see what the value in it is. And, you know, it's really pretty academic, at least where I'm sitting. If I think it was this way prior to the our new system. You know, if you're in a major conference and if you can run the table and win your championship game, which both of those are extremely hard to do, then you got a chance to be in the discussion. And that's but that stuff won't, you know, nobody's going to know that until December. So, you know, this has been great for interest in college football. I'm not against it at all. I think it's a great thing. But for us as players or coaches to be spending time on it, you know, there's probably a lot better ways we could be using our time right now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And our next question comes from the line of Andy Gritter with St. Paul's Pioneer Press.
Coach, thanks for taking the time. What has the Gopher program shown you over the last 2 weeks with tough losses to Michigan and Ohio State? What stood out to you about their performances?
Well, they certainly haven't surprised me. You know, I know they got off to a you know, semi-slow start, if you will. They dealt with a lot of injuries. I know Jerry spoke a lot of that at length. And, you know, it makes it hard. It makes it hard to gain momentum, sustain, what have you. But, you know, to me, since Jerry arrived in Minneapolis, he's done a wonderful job. And when I say Jerry, his entire staff, you know, as you well know, they've been together a long time. They sure know what they're doing. They did a great job at Northern Illinois, Southern Illinois. Just go right down the line. You know, everywhere they've been, they've really done well. And it starts with them playing really hard, tough, competitive football, and that's you know, that's what they've been doing, and certainly have done it the last 2 weeks. And you know, it's a real shame. I think everybody in college football is very saddened by the news that he had to deliver. But, you know, I got to imagine he's extremely proud of the way that team's competed and fought. They've, you know, really played two very good teams right down to the wire.
Coach, just one follow-up question. Mm-hmm. How much does last year's result, the 51-14, stick with you guys and your team?
Well, there's nothing fun about losing, whether it's 1 point or 100 points like last year. And, you know, but I just, you know, flipping around. I mean, you know, we beat them pretty good 2 years ago, and they drilled us last year. So that's football, you know, and it just whether it's 1 point or 50 points, it's a loss is a loss, a win's a win. And, you know, we'd just like them, I mean, we want to win this Saturday. It's a new season, new team, and we're going to try our best to win this Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from the line of Rick Brown with Des Moines Register.
Coach, you touched on this after the game briefly, but Saturday was the fifth time you guys have been in a game that was one possession or less in the fourth quarter. You've won them all. Why is this team able to finish games so consistently?
You know, it's the credit goes to our players, and I think it's as much mindset as anything, and that's something we really didn't do a good job of last year. We didn't finish strong in a lot of regards, and, you know, in our conference and our traditional way of playing, you know, that's what we've played in a lot of close games historically. So, you know, if we come up short in those games, we're going to be in trouble, and if we can finish them out and do it in a good way, you know, we got a chance, and I think it was certainly one of the highlights of the game Saturday that our guys played a really good fourth quarter. You know, it was kind of an interesting game, a lot of points in the first half, nothing in this third quarter, and then, you know, it was back and forth again in that fourth quarter. But, you know, the credit goes to our players, and it starts with the leadership that we're getting. Our seniors are doing a great job, and a lot of other guys, too, underclassmen, like, you know, obviously Bethard and Jewell. But it starts with our seniors. They just they've done a good job, and that goes back to January, not just the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was 21-20, and I think there are three different plays where you had third and 10 or more, and you got all three first downs on the drive that we went up 28-20. Is that guy just making plays?
It takes everybody. It takes protection to start with, and then certainly, you know, somebody's got to get open, run a good route and get open, and then it takes a guy to get the ball to him. And, you know, we've been lucky. We've had all those ingredients. The line's done a pretty good job. They've fought through some adversity, and they've done a good job. And CJ's really playing well, and then we've got a multitude of guys that have shown up and made plays for us in critical times, and that sure helps, too, when you can get a lot of guys contributing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schaub with Sport Nation.
Coach, how important is it to keep a relatively even keel when things aren't going so well in your program and also when things are going really well?
Well, you know, that's the nature of sports, hopefully. You know, guarantee you're going to run into challenges. Hopefully you get this, you know, experience a little success, too. There's no guarantees on that. But challenges and adversity, that's just life. I mean, you're going to face those in real life, and certainly you're going to have it in sports. Yeah, unless you just got the best players every year, and there aren't many teams that can say that. So, you know, you got to have something you believe in, I think, you know, whether it's your system, your core beliefs, et cetera. And not that you're not always looking at them and examining them, but you got to have something that you're centered around and on. And I think it's important for everybody in a football environment. Certainly it's important everybody understands what those things are. And, you know, you kind of stick to those things when times get tough. And then hopefully they keep you grounded, too, if you do have some success.
Earlier you mentioned a bit about the success Coach Kill had. Why do you think he had such success at Minnesota, establishing an identity and everything he did there?
You know, I'll tell you, we just came off the practice field when I got a chance to see Jerry's press conference, and that was, you know, it was heart-wrenching for anybody that's involved. I think anybody that's a human would have been, you know, moved by that. And then if you're a coach, and where I'm going on this whole thing, and then Glenn Mason, I think, really articulated it beautifully in his comments afterwards. I mean, Jerry Kill, to me, was he a football coach? I mean, that's what he was born to do. And that's what made that announcement so hard to watch because, you know, I mean, this has been his life. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of guys in the profession that, you know, it's kind of how they do things. And I guess where I'm going on this whole thing, just as I said a minute ago, no matter where Jerry's been, you know, go right through his whole resume. And he didn't start in the penthouse. I mean, he's really built, I think, an extremely impressive resume. He's done it the hard way. And his staff has stayed with him. And, you know, so collectively they're a team, and that's so, you know, long story short, I was hoping Minnesota went hard because, you know, we were watching what they were doing over at Northern, and when he went up there, they just went to work like they did at Northern, like they did at Southern and all the other stops, and, you know, fortunately, you know, everybody responded, and it's, you know, they put a really good football team out there, and they had an excellent football team last year, and they're competing real hard right now.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Urban FM Radio.
Hey, Coach. Talk about Minnesota. You know, I know you were talking about, you know, Jerry and the coaches there, and also talk about this rivalry, because it seems like this is like the 80th meeting between you guys for you guys win a pig trophy. So explain to the folks who are, in the East Coast about this rivalry.
Yeah, and I can help you on that because I haven't been around for all 80, but I've been around for, I guess this is my 26,
right.
I think. And it was a real education for me in 1981. I thought, with all due respect, I thought it was kind of silly to play for trophies and, all that stuff. But, I got educated the first year I was here in 1981. We had a really good football team, and they upset us in our home stadium and came across and took possession of the pig. And then, it's at that moment where you realize what it's all about, whether it's a pig or rooster, it really doesn't matter. It's about – and there's a good story behind the pig, don't get me wrong on that, but, it's all about, winning the game and having the ability to say we won the thing for a year. And, so once you're involved in one of those, and I grew up, I was born in Michigan, but grew up in Pittsburgh, that's home for me. So it was totally foreign to me in 1981. And going into the game, it didn't mean a lot to me, but ever since that moment, and I can't tell you the date, but it was a pretty memorable moment for me. So, once you're involved in one of these games, these series, then you better understand, what it's all about.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.